In this week's Wednesday recap, we start in Ghana, where BetPower, the current sponsor of the Ghana Premier League, has terminated the agreement after just 1 year. In August 2022, BetPower signed a 3-year, $6 million deal to support the league, and the $2 million annual fee was split this way: $1 million for marketing the league, $300,000 to build a mini stadium, $245,000 for league administration and officiating, and the remaining $455,000 was intended for the 18 league clubs, giving each of them just over $25,000 a season. What's worrying here is the two previous league sponsorships were also terminated early. Something isn't quite right in that league. Next up, South Africa announced on Saturday that it's withdrawing its bid to host the Women's World Cup in 2027. The reason being, they prefer to avoid showing a rushed presentation to FIFA in December. SAFA initially stated an interest to host in September 2022, which makes the rushed bid statement a strange one, given that they had over a year to prepare. In addition, we also reported in May that SAFA went to Parliament and they were told that government would not support the bid. This was because SAFA did not comply with EPG reporting standards, which are required for government funding and support for hosting international events. It also emerged this week that SAFA launched their bid to host the World Cup without a government guarantee. So it seems very likely that SAFA was never going to be able to host, which begs the question, why announce an intention to host in the first place? And finally, the African Clubs Association was launched this past week with an announcement of the body's leadership. It's made up of Hersi Said of Yanga as president, Kaizer Chiefs' Jessica Motaung as the first vice president, and Nigeria's Paul Bassey of Akwa United as the second vice president. But what is it? In summary, it's a new body that aims to improve the quality and competitiveness of African football. It's Africa's version of the European Clubs Association, which looks after the interests of European football teams. Now, the ECA, or the European Clubs Association, describes itself as the only association that directly represents their voice, understands their issues, and looks after the rights and interests at all the highest levels. Here, talking about European clubs. The African Clubs Association, on the other hand, will hope to have a similar impact on the African continent. Thanks for watching this Wednesday recap. See you on Friday for a deeper dive into the African Clubs Association.